Let's get back to the cancer concept for a second. How much money do you think would be lost in the healthcare industry if the cure for cancer was found?
Well, cures for cancer have been found. You know, we're not lacking in cancer cures.
Oh, you never told me about the Brzezinski, yes.
Brzezinski in Houston, Texas, at the Brzezinski Institute, he immigrated here in the late 60s. He had discovered these peptides in the urine of people that had never been discovered before. And then he noticed that these peptides were absent in people who had cancer. And he kept researching the relationship between these naturally occurring non-toxic peptides. These are small protein particles. And he found that these were genetic triggers. And that when they're absent, the cells begin to divide unchecked. But when they're present, the cells are stopped from unchecked cell division, and if it's a cancer cell and you stop it from dividing rapidly, then the cancer cell dies. So basically, this is a parallel immune system. You see, we talk about the immune system in cancer cells, but it doesn't make any sense because the cancer cell comes from the body's own cell. There's no reaction to a cancer cell. It's not an infectious disease. It's not a foreign particle. It's the body's own cell. So this parallel anti-division peptide, which he now calls antineoplastones, he worked on. He developed it. He has it patented. And he's treating and successfully curing serious cancers. I went to a reunion of 400-plus surviving brain cancer patients, and the kinds of cancer in which there is no survival. These were children who had these childhood brain cancers, glioblastoma, astrocytoma. We had one child who was cured of the cancer, and she carried the torch for the Olympics in Australia. These kids not only survive, they thrive.
Now, what city or country is he in, I should ask?
He's in Houston, Texas. And the FDA tried to put him in jail about 10 years ago on 54 counts of fraudulent activity. I got very involved in that. I visited his clinic four or five times, looked at the records, wrote about him, raised money for him, yelled. And I wasn't the only one. He was on World News Tonight. He was on Nightline. He had congressional hearings about it. And the FDA was trying to shut him down because they could not steal his stuff. The NIH hired a consultant, and Elan Pharmaceuticals, all this is put into in another book, you know, had an agreement with him that they would partner with him and he would have royalties based upon the use of his patented elements. Well, they found out that one of his first antineoplastones was not patented because he found these others that were more significant, so he didn't patent them. Elan broke the agreement, began studying the one that he had kind of discarded, and what do you know? It works. Not nearly as good as the stuff that he's been working with and patented, but it works, and then they tried to, you know, steal the rest of it and put it. They figured that if they could get him in jail, they could steal his stuff.
So he's not in jail yet?
No, and that is over. He won. He was acquitted on all counts.
So there is somebody in the U.S. that could help with brain cancer?
Absolutely. But the FDA still won't let him treat cancer. You have to be a failure of other... In other words, the surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation has to have failed in order for you to use Brzezinski. But by that time, you're dying from the therapy.
But so now what does he do? He gives advice, but he can't treat? Is that the ramifications that he's held under now?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the ramifications. There are people that he treats with cancer every day. I don't think all of them have been failure of therapies, but there are restrictions that are put on him. And I tell this to people almost every day when they ask me about cancer. Go to his website, Brzezinski, B-U-R-Z-Y-N-S-K-I. he's in Houston, Texas. It's Brzezinski Research Institute, and that's the way you would get in contact with him. If you're looking for other alternative cancers, there's a RalphMoss.com.
Alternative cures, you mean? Or helpful
yeah.
elements to cancer?
Yeah, for cancer.
Can't say
yeah.
cure on there.
Yeah, RalphMoss.com has a plethora of alternative therapies for cancer. Very thorough researcher, you know, very, he has a lot of documented information on there for cancer.